Beijing Winter Olympics organisers say they won't sell tickets to the general public to ensure health and safety. Select groups of spectators will be invited to attend the games instead and will be required to follow strict virus protocols. Meanwhile, Beijing residents are being urged to wear masks and gloves when opening overseas mail as authorities try to trace a local Omicron case. The Tokyo government is seeking stricter COVID measures in the Japanese capital and three surrounding prefectures. Governor Yuriko Koike says more than 20% of hospital beds dedicated to the virus were occupied as of Monday. And that's the level Koike has said she would consider implementing a quasi-state of emergency. Local media say Prime Minister Fumio Kishida will make a decision as soon as Wednesday. Chief White House medical adviser says it's too soon to say whether the Omicron variant will shift COVID-19 from pandemic to endemic. Anthony Fauci told a World Economic Forum online conference that research should focus on vaccines that protect across mutations. His comments came as an Israeli trial found a fourth dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine offered only partial defense against Omicron.
It's an open question as to whether or not Omicron is going to be the live virus vaccination that everyone is hoping for, because you have such a great deal of variability with new variants emerging.
Singapore's financial regulator has told cryptocurrency companies not to advertise their services to the public. The monetary authority says that's in line with the city-state's desire to curb retail speculation and volatile digital assets. The MAS says service providers should only market their activities on their own websites, mobile applications, or official social media accounts. Global news, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Paul Allen. This is Bloomberg.